Welcome to TAP, the awesome podcast. My name is Claire Turner and I'm an EFT practitioner, manifestation and mindset coach, the founder of Claire Turner EFT, the creator of 8 Weeks to Weight Loss and the From Doubt to Clout courses. Now, I am obsessed with helping women to overcome feelings of self-doubt and to grow into the awesome and empowered goddesses that they truly are. Now, if you are looking to tap into your divine right to success and abundance, then you have come to the right place, my friend. My goal within this podcast is to help you see your infinite potential, to tap into your personal power and be, do, and have whatever you dream of. Thank you so much for pressing play. We're going to have so much fun. Let's get going. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to TAP, the awesome podcast. It is so awesome to have you back with me. I have another very special guest with me today, the amazing Wendy O'Brien. Wendy is the founder of The Mindset Mentor. She's someone who I've worked with in the past. She is just so full of positive energy. It's unbelievable. It literally oozes out of every single pore, which is a really wonderful visual I've just given you. You're welcome. Now, as a coach and a business consultant and an international speaker, Wendy is absolutely passionate about transforming healthcare and in particular helping professionals connect with their customers, grow their bottom line, and have an empowered team to ultimately make the impact they desire to have. Now, on top of all this, and very annoyingly, she does wonderful things like baking, challenging herself to new experiences every month. She's into fitness. She's done Ironman. It's enough to make you sick, quite frankly. And with that positive nature on top, she's just an unstoppable force. I was so thrilled to be able to have this chat with her. I'm so thrilled to be able to share it with you. I really hope you enjoy it. As always, the link to where you can contact Wendy will be in the comments section. Now, if you or someone you know would like to make a guest appearance on my podcast as a special guest, if you or someone you know is in the arena of helping other people, then please do let me know. I would love to connect with you. I would love to share your story, find out a bit more about you, and to help others do the same. So do let me know if you feel this is something you'd like to get involved with, or you have someone, you know someone that you think would be able to give loads of benefit. So I hope you enjoy this and I'll see you next time. Toodles. Welcome back. My very special guest today is the gorgeous Wendy O'Brien. Now, Wendy is the founder of The Mindset Mentor. And as a coach, business consultant, and international speaker, she is passionate about transforming healthcare and helping professionals connect with their customers, grow their bottom line, and have an empowered team to ultimately make the impact that they desire. Now, she also loves fitness, baking, and reading, as well as challenging herself to do at least one new experience every month. I am curious to see if I am your this month's new experience, Wendy. I'm absolutely thrilled. She's kindly agreed to chat with me today to share more about her journey. So Wendy, thank you. Thank you for coming on. It's lovely to have you.
My pleasure. It's great to be here and to connect with you again, Claire.
Awesome, awesome. So lovely. Just tell us a little bit more about you and how, you know, your journey. How did you get to be where you are now?
So lots of different things. Physically, I am up north. I'm a northern girl by heart. And I guess professionally, I've always been passionate about healthcare. I got into it in my very, very early 20s through an injury. And when I discovered chiropractic, I was lucky enough to work with some fantastic people who shared philosophies nutrition advice, all sorts of different things, and it just took me down a rabbit hole that's I've never come out of.
A good rabbit hole.
A brilliant one, absolutely.
And I know you're known in the profession as the mindset mentor, which I think is a brilliant, brilliant name. What was the trigger for you to focus on mindset?
So I've always had an interest in what makes us tick. I'm a big believer in the law of attraction, manifestation, which obviously stems from the thoughts that we're creating.
Yeah.
Very early on, you know, did A-level psychology, started dabbling in sort of what where we get from and how we are created and things. But I didn't really have a desire to do one particular thing. So I was actually doing a forensic psychology degree with the Open University. Yeah,
slightly,
slightly different path. And about a year and a half in, so for those of you who don't know, obviously the Open University, their degrees are 6 years long. And about a year in, just this random pop-up came up with this little advert that was a little quiz about philosophy. And didn't know much about it, so I had a chat with one of my mentors, fell in love with it, and over the weekend switched my degree. So very, very quickly.
Yeah.
To which is what my husband describes as a degree in arguing and fuddling, which is what he loves. Just what he needs, you know. But what it has enabled me to do is really pick apart beliefs, really question congruency, really help get to the bottom of why something has to be a certain way. And I remember all the way through, everyone kept saying to me, how are you going to use this? Well, what do you actually do if you're a philosopher or you have this degree? And I had no idea. I just kept saying, I don't know. And then 2 years before the end of my degree, I stumbled into coaching, again, purely by accident. When I was looking for some way of helping my team and how I could grow my soft skills and things like that. And I bumped into a coaching course and it was just that bing, a light bulb moment. And I just thought, this ties in with the philosophy. This is helps people, the psychology side of things, right towards the end of the degree, forget Freud and all the other stuff that's like what everyone thinks is right. There is actually a huge amount in mainstream psychology now that focuses on the future, not the past. And that tied in with the coaching, and I did a degree in it, and yeah, the rest is history. I just loved it.
Yeah, I love it. I love that. So I love the fact that we're now focusing on the future rather than the past, because you can't change the past. You can work on what the past has created, but I think so often people look at their past and they use that to then focus that on their future, which is
you can anchor to it, and actually a lot of the research shows you can change it in your mind. You can make it a bit worse than it was, you can embellish it, you can, you know, something you got through quite easily can become very traumatic. There's all sorts of ways that we can not really have the truth. And a lot of the old way of doing things, of exploring things, I think there is definitely a lot of needing to be aware of. I know a lot of what you do, you are tapping into those underlying beliefs and fundamentals of who we are as a character, which is important to identify. But then, like you say, we can either label ourselves as someone who believes this or does that or did this, or we can then go, great, that's what needs to change. And where do I want to be? And
yeah,
you know, what happened happened. Where am I going?
Yeah. And it's interesting because just staying on this future thing, so many people, I'm sure you get this as well, so many people who come to me, you know, they don't have a goal or they don't have a specific goal. And if you don't know where you're going, how you know when you get there?
Yeah.
But it's a difficulty in even knowing how to create the goal in the first place.
Yeah, there's a lot around, if I say it out loud, then I might have to commit to it. Or if I commit to it and I fail. So yeah, you're linking into all sorts of things. And sometimes, I mean, I start a lot of my clients just like, what don't you want? It's easier.
Yeah.
We're negatively programmed. So sometimes you have to flip it and kind of just be like, well, okay, tell me what you don't want in life. And you get this long, long, long list. And then you can say, well, do you want the opposite? Do you want something off the side? Why don't you want, and that can lead to it. But yeah, having goals is is always important, and that could be a little daily one, or it could be your 5-10 year plans.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people tend not to realize they have goals anyway. I mean, I'm going to make dinner at 6 is a goal, which you may or may not hit.
It can be emotional, you know. I'm trying not to row with the husband or whatever. You know, they're all goals of some form. But we can really tap into, you know, those underlying ones. And I think once you, like you said, once you know where you're going, you know what you need, you know what support you need, you can pad it out, you can expand it, you can always change it as well, which I think a lot of people forget with goals. I know it's something I've been guilty of. It's like, well, I said I would do this, and therefore, come hell or high water, I'm going to do it, whether I now hate the idea. It's knowing when you're letting yourself off the hook and knowing when you're actually changing path.
Yeah, goals are our servant, not our master.
Exactly. Yeah, great phrase. Great phrase.
I wish it was mine. It is now. I claim it.
Full credit to me.
So, Wendy Lovett, how do you help other people to change or to maintain their mindset?
Well, I would say that I don't. I think that is a common belief, misbelief, if you think that somebody has to change it. You have to want to do it yourself. You have to be able to, you know, identify what's not working for you and understand your whys and all that sort of stuff. And when you go to those levels, then the change isn't like, a lot of people think change is a process or it's something that I've got to work towards. Quite often it literally is a, oh my God, you know, and it's gone and it's changed. That's it. But I think for what I probably do is I facilitate. And a lot of the feedback I get is around belief. So I do always have to 100% believe in my clients. If I didn't, I didn't think I wouldn't, you know, sort of work with them. But I think, you know, coaching's a toolbox. There's loads of different ways that we can achieve the outcome, loads of different skills that you acquire, but it's about helping them draw out what they really want and how they want to achieve it, and then facilitating rather than for me to actually to change and do something for people.
Yeah, that's a great point. People often think that coaching is the coach sitting there telling them what to do, but actually it's just a case of asking questions until the answer that was always there popped up.
Because if it's not, it's my answer. You know, there's, I think, you know, one of my mentors has always said, you know, there's lots of different ways to bake the perfect cake. Every recipe is different though. There's no right, there's no wrong. And if I was to give my answers, then they might not fit with somebody else. And my experiences will be different to theirs. And, you know, my desired outcomes, we might all want to travel, but we might want to go to different places, for example. Yeah. So it's tapping into that. And as a mentor, you can obviously use experiences. You can, you know, share and lean on other people's successes and learn from them. Mm. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, which is where the mentoring side of things comes in, as opposed to just pure coaching.
Yeah.
But it definitely has to be a combination of the two.
Yeah. So with that being said, Wendy, who's your ideal client?
I get a real kick out of working with health professionals. Love it. I think I really love the ripple effect of what they do. And I think that, so I've worked with chiropractors, physios, massage teams. They're always great to work with because I just love when they're busier and they're in their zone and doing what they do. They get the most amazing results for humanity, really. But that being said, I've also worked with a lot of younger women lately, sort of around their 20s, 30s. Particularly around money and relationships and things. So yeah, that's quite, I like that niche as well.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're a young female chiropractor.
Oh, ideal. Yeah. And actually, it's quite funny, actually, on the health professionals, I seem to have worked with a lot more men.
Ah, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe businessmen.
Yeah.
Individual, I don't know. It's quite nice because I think it's more for me. I was always told you have to interview your coach, and I interview my potential clients and things. Yeah. And I think it really is, you've got to find that right fit.
Yeah,
you know, you've got to be on each other's wavelengths. Otherwise, yeah, it's just, you can't be somebody else.
No, I think that's absolutely correct. So what successes have you seen, Wendy? I know you've done a lot of work with a lot of people. Can you give us, can you share some successes that have come about as a result of that?
Yeah, I think during the current craziness, the ones that stand out is clinics that are seeing record numbers. I love visiting them and hearing their success stories. I had one particular one where myself and my husband happened to visit for treatment the other week, and the guy sort of shook his hand and was like, I'm so blessed the day that I worked with Wendy, because, you know, we've just come through this and everything was so slick and we just knew what we had to do and where we were going. And I was like, oh, so yeah, yes, knowing that. And I mean, I haven't worked with them for over a year. So it's that legacy of, you know, building up that confidence and giving tools that they can then use without me being there.
Yeah.
Was lovely. I had somebody this month who sent me a fabulous video of them dancing around their kitchen, cutting their credit cards up, which was, you know, the moment they became debt free. That was really, really special. Cool. That brought a tear to the eye, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I guess the quirkiest one is I found a practice owner £27,000 in 20 minutes. That stands out.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, just a fresh pair of eyes on some figures and some moving and just, you know, again, tapping into that skill set of what they needed. So that was pretty, they were pretty chuffed with that.
Yeah. Guess what I found?
Oh, look at it. Look what's hiding here. Because sometimes we can't see what's in front of us. And I mean, they won't mind me sharing because obviously I don't have to say who it was, but they'd actually thought their team were stealing from them. They could not get their head around it. And it was a complete, you know, unexpected kind of, would you mind just having a look at this?
Yeah.
Like, So yeah, you know, sometimes it's that fresh pair of eyes. When I do the consultancy and I go into people's businesses and things, you know, you can't see necessarily the way that you're living every day. You can't see it in your lifestyle. You can't always see what other people see. So getting that fresh pair of eyes and going, well, this is how it looked to me. And people go, oh, really?
I think that's really key as well, and quite key with mindset, because when you're living a certain way, you've got a certain mindset and it's kind of like your default status.
You're on autopilot most of the time.
It's incredible. I mean, myself included, you know, the years that I've spent just doing stuff that I've always done and thinking the way I've always thought, it never occurred to me that there could be a different way. And it's actually quite incredible when it's introduced to someone, they're like, oh my God,
And you think how many trillions of ways. I mean, some of those things that I just said, they're like the big aha moments that, you know, people get, they're nice kind of things. But even in the sort of everyday conversation with the clients, you know, sometimes the most rewarding thing is when you get that little, you know, oh my God.
Yeah.
I can see it now. I can do that now. Those little phrases.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it doesn't always have to be
just be that. Exactly. And it's like, it's my favorite word, it's when they start to notice.
I had one client, I think, well, sure, it was a few years ago now. Life-changing moment for her was putting things in a bag. Sounds random. She had no time, she was getting stressed, there was all sorts of things going on around the kids, business was disorganized. It was as simple as her realization of, why don't I just keep things in a bag by the door that I can leave with quickly instead of having to find. You know, it wasn't a huge thing in material terms, and you say, you know, oh, I help people realize they needed to buy a bag. But the knock-on effect for her, with how that was impacting on her life and the changes and the freedom that gave her and the flexibility, it was just something she came to. She's like, well, why didn't I ever think of that before? Yeah. And it's because you don't do, you, like you say, you're in that rut.
Yeah, it's incredible. Okay. Is this one of the reasons why you like to challenge yourself to something, a new experience every month, Wendy?
Yes. So I started this about 4 years ago now. And I'm actually going to be running some Facebook groups around it, because I'd love to get more people involved.
Yeah.
I can't quite remember where it started from, but I just thought, There are so many things in this world that need to be done and I want to experience. So I said, well, it's 12 a year. You can't cheat. You can't do more than, if you do two in 1 month, you've got to find another one every month. So you've got that deadline, which again, goal setting, it's nice. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be monumental things. I mean, sometimes it was reading the book that was on the shelf that I'll read one day. It was visiting the cafe that I'd always walk past that ironically shut down sort of a few months later. So I would have missed out on that.
Yeah, no correlation, obviously.
Obviously not. No, no. There was no bad TripAdvisor reviews, I can promise.
Watch out, cafes.
But through to different recipes, the money is not the object, but I have travelled to different countries as a result. I've done Ironman, I've done 100K in 24 hours, I've done the physical challenges. I try and include one of those a year. Mm. I've visited places, I've had... People now know that I do it, so I get quite a lot of random requests. So I visited Harry Potter World with my stepdaughter. I did the fireworks in London for New Year's with my cousin. And now people are like, have you done this? Do you want to come and do it? And I find myself saying yes to kind of random things. But it's good, and you never know what's coming next.
I think that's brilliant, because so often I get so many people, and myself, I was included in this, you get to a stage where you know you're not happy with what you're doing, but you know an idea what it is you actually want to do. And it's like, I heard this from Kerwin Ray, it's like going into an ice cream shop and always going for vanilla.
Yep.
And unless you try all the other flavours, you never really know if vanilla is actually your favourite.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like, and this is a really good way of getting out and experiencing things, because a lot of people think that they have to sit still and think hard about what it is that they want to do with their life. And actually, action is the thing that provides the clarity.
Yeah.
And that's a fun, I'm totally stealing that. That's a fun.
You can join us.
I will join you.
We will be on that group. Yes, it's great. And people are always amazed at how easy it can be to find them, but also how quickly it is a month comes round.
Yeah.
I think it's 12, we've got all year to do it.
Yeah.
But actually, I mean, I've done it. I've got to the end of the month and gone, damn it, you know, it's the first of the month tomorrow. I've got to find something. So, you know, you shoot down the supermarket and you fit something in, or one involved a beauty procedure that I don't think I'll be repeating, but you know, it doesn't have to be that difficult. But it's having that accountability of going, I said I'd do it, I'm going to do it. And it's fun, you know. Yeah. The goals don't have to be challenging. They don't have to be tedious or hard work, you know. And you never know what's up there. So,
yeah. I love it. I love it. Because it also increases confidence. And by actually saying you'll do it and then actually doing it, you're committing to yourself and you're following through, and that in itself is really, really empowering. Because if you keep saying I'm going to do this and then you keep not doing it,
I think most people have got a restaurant that they've driven past or a pub and they've said, you know what, that looks lovely, I'd love to go there one day, and then you go to the same one that you always go to where you meet your mates. You know, if you're anything like my husband, you order the same meal, you go in, you know, well, I like the scampi or the lasagna or whatever it is. I show his age now, but you know, whatever it is that you order, you know, you're not necessarily very adventurous, you know, you've probably got a type of holiday that you like, whether that's adventure or laying on a beach, you go to the same kind of places, you hang around with the same kind of people. Whereas actually, you know, I've gone and done stuff and I've gone, oh my God, that's amazing. I'm so going to do that again. And I've kept stuff up. Some stuff I've done and gone, thank God, that's over. That's not happening again.
But you've tried it.
But I've done it. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't go back to London. It's not my big thing. New Year's not, I don't like that moment of, you know, now you have to start the year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I would ever do that again, but to be able to say that I have stood on the banks with the crowds, cracked champagne open and laughed with a bunch of strangers, that for that one night was brilliant. I don't have to do it again.
Yeah,
but I've done it. And that's what I like about it. My clients, you've got to challenge the norm.
I love that. So straying off slightly, this is something like, this is my new question that I ask everyone. I quite like it makes me feel very super intelligent. It's if you could, and it also gives me ideas, but if you could recommend one book, if there's been one book that has influenced your life or has changed your course in some way, what is it? What book would you recommend and why?
I would recommend a book called Sophie's World. So I am a big reader. I love reading. I've always been a bookworm. And I've got a very diverse range of topics, if you like. I there's a lot of guru-y kind of books. Sophie's World was described to me as the adult version of Alice in Wonderland. And it's a bit of it's a philosophy book, but it's a novel, so it can be enjoyed for all ages. And it's one you read again and again, and depending on where you're at and what your thinking process is, it can flip your life on its head. And it's one of those a bit like, ooh, it's got a few twists and turns. It's good.
Oh, I love that. Okay, thanks. So it's Sophie's World.
Sophie's World. Justine Gardner. Gardner.
Okay, cool. So yeah. We'll look out for that one. Add that to my list.
Add that to your list. It's a really, really good read. And you discover all sorts of hidden gems in it.
Yeah, brilliant. So what are your plans for the rest of the year, Wendy?
Well, you know, I have an exclusive for the Claire Turner program. So I'm actually working on the launch of a new venture.
Oh, exciting.
Very exciting. I think these current times is the absolute perfect time for people to question, why am I doing, and you know, what do I really love and want to do? So I am going to be getting very creative. I've got some workshops, some retreats, some online stuff coming up, and some hopefully some face-to-face events
in
2021. So awesome. Making that epic. And I'm also in the process of completing a mindfulness qualification. So another way of working with the mind.
Lovely.
I'll have that finished by the end of the year.
Oh, exciting. We had to keep us abreast of what's going on with all that and keep us in the loop. That's fantastic. So with that being said, where can people go to find out a little bit more about you?
So they can find me on Facebook. So I've got Wendy O'Brien at The Mindset Mentor.
That's O'Brien with an E.
Yep, O-B-R-I-E-N. And also you can reach me via email. So coaching@wendyobrien.co.uk. And I'm happy to respond and have a discovery call with anyone.
I will put a few little links in the comments so that people can go right there. Wendy, I may be surprising you a little bit this one, but I like to end chats with people with a little exercise or a little bit of advice that can be shared, which people can go away and implement. Is there something you can share with us?
Well, I'm big on linking the mind with the body and the chemicals. So physical, emotional, chemical. I don't think you can separate one without the others. So I guess one of my favorite activities is to take a challenge or an issue that you have, bring it to your mind, and then get some cards. Now I have laminated cards that I use with my clients. So these could involve the words such as resourceful, outrageous, risk-taking, gentle, any kind of words that you like. You stand on your issue and you really feel how that feels. And then you step onto another platform or island. So if you step forward onto your risk-taking self, you then take a minute to settle. So how does that feel? Does that scare you? Does that excite you? And acknowledge, because if you're kind of a little bit don't like being here, then that kind of would shut down the options that might bring. And once you're settled in it, you can then have a look and think, well, you know, what would I do if I was a risk taker to solve this issue? You know, who do I know that are risk takers, and what would they do? You know, what kind of things would I be telling myself? What kind of things would I be hearing from other people if I'm a risk taker? And you just explore it. And then you write all these down. If you can, you get somebody to scribe for you, or get video it or listen to it, you know, record it audibly as you're coming up with these thoughts. And when you really think you've kind of come up with what you think you could do as a risk taker, you jump onto another island or another platform, and you might go from risk taker to courageous or calm or analytical.
Mm.
So if I'm a research-based person, you know, how would I explore this issue if I was a research baser? Who would I be turning to? What questions would I be asking? What am I listening to myself? And the act of physically jumping and immersing yourself in a word allows your brain to kind of imagine it is a different type of being. It takes you into like a third dimension. So it combines the physical. You're not kind of sat at your desk trying to think about what to do, which is quite often the least productive.
Yeah.
And it can be a way of physically, you know, you see your breathing change, you see your energy change. You know, if I'm fun, what am I doing? I'm kind of, oh, you know, my voice changes and I'm, you know, fired up about something and I'd be doing this. And that would be very different if I'm reflecting on this and you know, meditating on this issue. And you just try not to, you're trying to censor the voice that just leads you down the same path that comes from your experiences and your initial gut reaction.
Yeah.
You're trying to just explore the opportunity. So it's a little exercise called the resourceful self.
Awesome. So you're literally just, like, you can almost just take a piece of paper, write out the problem, and then
stand on it. Write out several other pieces of paper and use different words. I mean, I usually use around 5 different words.
Mm.
So, I mean, I've got a whole bundle. There's hundreds you can come up with.
Yeah.
But you want to pick about 5 and have a range of different ways of being.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, settle on your comfortable island where you're at and where you know what the challenge is or the issue is, and then jump. And jump back, you know. And look at other perspectives from, you know, if I'm a risk taker, why don't I want to be a calm, reflective person? Yeah. You know, what's preventing me from being like that? Especially if that's not something that's in your natural nature. Yeah. You can look and go, well, I don't want to go to that island. And before you jump there, you know, notice what's coming up for you. And there'll be one that you go, oh my God, I've got to actually get onto that piece of paper. I don't even want to do, you know, and that in itself can be like, well, actually, you know, when we're there, we come up with all these ideas, but they'd have been close to us. Kids love it. You can do it with children. I do it with my little granddaughter as a way of...
Hold the phone. Granddaughter.
Yes. Yes. I have a little 4-year-old granddaughter.
You look really good for your age.
Oh, thank you. I did skip the children. I went straight to grandchildren. So
I like it. Yeah. Inherit them. It's the way to do it.
But we're starting to use this as ways, you know, she's learning to be kind. She's learning to be courageous. She's learning what it means, you know, mummy tells her to be, you know, patient.
Mm.
But they're just words. So what we're doing is we're jumping about on these words and going, well, if you're a kind person, what are you? Who are you? And what does that look like? And, you know, what behaviors? And then, you know, you can jump onto different bits and you can be fun and you can, you know, so it's a good way to actually bring, you know, a different way of looking at things into from a really young age.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. That's awesome. Wendy, it's been an absolute blast chatting with you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
A lovely little activity for people to do afterwards. I'll just repeat, I'll put your links in the comments. So peeps who are listening or watching, you can find those in the comments. Do reach out to Wendy. She's an absolute star. And Wendy, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. It's been wonderful to have you on.
Thank you so much, Claire. It's been my pleasure chatting with you.
Cool. Take care.
Take care, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to share it with me in a review so I can keep the awesome stuff coming your way. And if you aren't already following me on social media, come and soak up the extra inspiration by following me on facebook.com/ClaireTurnerEFT or visiting my website at ClaireTurnerEFT.com. And just so you're aware, I'm very greedy. Claire has everything in it, C-L-A-I-R-E. I appreciate you so much, and I cannot wait to connect with you again in the next episode. In the meantime, be awesome.